Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hello, friend, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope everyone is enjoying the summer. This is the most wonderful time of the year for me. I love it. I love everything about it. I love the kids being home. I love the warmth of the sun on my skin. I like getting out and doing things outside. So I hope everybody else is enjoying this as much as I am. Couple things I wanted to let everyone know. That the Facebook Lives that I do every week are being moved to Thursdays in the noon hour. So that does not mean at 12 o'clock. That means sometime after 12 o'clock, typically closer to 12:20 or 12:30. If you listen to those on the replay and you ever have any questions, please leave me a comment. I'm always happy to answer the questions or any feedback that you guys have. And I'm always appreciative to hear anything that you have to say about what I'm presenting in those Facebook Lives. And I'm happy to answer any questions anytime, all the time. Don't go without your answers. Please let me know what they are, what your questions are. I'd love to answer them. So for those of you who are finding the information in the podcast helpful, you're getting benefit from them, I would very much appreciate if you would leave me a comment and a rating and a review on your podcast app. When you leave those, it allows other people to find this information easier. So if you could do me a solid and leave me a comment, a rating, and a review, I would so much appreciate it. For those of you who already have, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So today I want to talk about a concept called scarcity. The reason I think this is important in this time of year is because we're all starting to go on our vacations. There are picnics, there are barbecues. And the other time that we really see this come up is during the holiday season, during Christmas and Thanksgiving, we deal with these thoughts of scarcity. So the idea of scarcity is that something won't be available, but for a very limited amount of time. You see this when you go to buy a car, right? The car salesman will be like, oh, this car is going to go fast and it won't be available because it's at a really great price. You need to buy it now, right? They're trying to pressure you into buying that car. So we see this tactic used in a variety of different places. We apply it, we as people who are trying to be healthier and eat better, we apply it to our food choices. So these ideas are frequently not true, and these thoughts are ways that we talk ourselves into going off of our plan. So I'm going to give you a few examples. Sometimes you'll be at a restaurant, it will be a restaurant you don't go to a lot, and there will be food that you don't get exposed to maybe a lot. So there's a appetizer that you love, or the way they make their steak is absolutely delicious and this is the only time you're going to be able to get it. Or that dessert, you'll see somebody else, even at a restaurant that you go to frequently, you'll see somebody else eating a dessert and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I've never seen that dessert before. This is the only time it's going to be available to me. We tell ourselves this idea that this is the only time that we're going to see this, right? Another example is when you're on vacation. You might be at a gift store or gift shop, or you might go to a restaurant you've never been to before, or there might be an ice cream parlor or a chocolatier or a chocolate maker that only has these delicious delights, delicatessens available, and you will tell yourself you're only available in that one moment. You have to act on it right now because that's all that's available to you. We do this to ourselves in a variety of different ways, but really it's an attempt of our primitive brain to paint ourselves into a corner to where we're pushed to eat something that really isn't on plan. So today I want to offer you some different thoughts and different approaches for how to manage this, these situations. Sometimes when we're thinking about scarcity, our mind believes that it goes into this, you know, fear of missing out, right? This fearful place, this fear of missing out. And I want to remind you that whenever you're in this place of fear, unless it's fear of getting shot in a dark alley by somebody, typically fear does not drive an action that is going to be beneficial for your long-term goals. So when you're looking at food, the fear of missing out on that dessert is going to drive you to have an action of eating it, which is not in alignment with your long-term goals, okay? So that's where the scarcity really becomes a problem, is that we tell ourselves these thoughts of scarcity, which drive this emotion of fear, this feeling of fear, which drives an action that supports that, you know, that scarcity thought, right? But isn't giving us a result that's in alignment with our bigger goals, with our overall goals. And that's where it's really important to kind of see scarcity for what it is, see these thoughts of fear of missing out on something for what they really are. And then I'm going to offer you some ways to kind of combat or an approach to kind of deal with this in a different way so that you aren't always at the whim of these foods possibly or not possibly being available to you. So first off, one, I want to offer you that the idea of scarcity is typically BS. It's not real. If you go to a restaurant that has a dessert or a steak or an appetizer, it is not only available that one time that you're at the restaurant. And the reason that I'm offering you this as a fact, which, you know, all of this is really our thoughts about it, what I want to offer you is literally it is their business. They make money by making this food available to you whenever you want it. It's literally the business they are in, is to make this food available to you whenever you want it. So if it's not on your plan today to have that dessert, great news. It will be made tomorrow. It will be available to you tomorrow. Or if it's way far away and across town or in a different city and you don't want to come back for it tomorrow, you can get it in a to-go box and take it home with you and eat it tomorrow when you've put it on your plan. It is a very rare event where the food is not actually available to you all the time. The same thing with their steak. It will be there tomorrow. It will be there the next time that you go to that restaurant. Maybe they make seasonal food and it will only be on their menu for the next 12 weeks or 6 weeks. Good news! You can put it on your plan and come back sometime in that time frame where it's an on-plan choice instead of an off-plan thing. Remember, a lot of times when we go off-plan, we end up calling that an opportunity to throw in the towel completely and to just say, well, we're going to eat whatever we want today because I've already messed up my plan. I'm not on plan right now anyway, so I'm just going to make it a free-for-all. What I'm offering to you is that you don't ever have to have that approach because almost always food is going to be available to you whenever you want it. Whatever special food will be available to you whenever you want it. Same thing with Christmas cookies. They make flour in July the same way they do in November and December. The Christmas cookies that are made during the Christmas holidays, maybe your mom makes them, maybe your aunt makes them, whoever it is, you can get that recipe and you can make those cookies literally whenever you want them. Telling yourself that they are only available to you at that one Christmas party that you are at does not serve you or your bigger goals. Another option, if you don't want to get the recipe, say you're challenged, domestically challenged like I am, and you don't feel like you could make the cookies in July or any other time because you don't have that skill, me, I don't have that skill, that's fine. Take one or two cookies, put them in a napkin, put them with your bag, take them home and eat them tomorrow after you've put them on plan. That's totally an option that's always available to you. When we go on vacation and we're at a shop that has fudge for sale, and you know the fudge is the most because you were there last year on vacation at that same shop and you had that fudge and it was amazing, and this is the only time that fudge is going to be available to you. Again, BS. If you called that fudge shop in 6 weeks, in 12 weeks, in 4 months, and you said, oh my gosh, that fudge that you have is amazing, will you put it in a box and mail it to me? I will guarantee you they will say yes. Why? Because it's literally the business that they are in to sell you things, however they can make that happen for you. These foods are literally always available for you, most of the time. So there are going to be times where the food maybe won't be always available to you. Maybe the ice cream that's at your favorite ice cream shop in that town that you go on vacation to, obviously that's not going to keep for you to bring home and they can't ship it, right? So how do you handle that situation? Or maybe you're at the county fair and there's funnel cakes. And you know the funnel cakes are going to be there and they're delicious and you want a funnel cake. how are you going to handle that situation? Because you can't really get the funnel cake shipped to you after the county fair, right? It's not going to keep until tomorrow if you take it home. So how are you going to handle that situation? Well, here's what I will offer you. You knew you were going on vacation to that ice cream shop. Put it in your plan. Second thing, you knew you were going to the county fair. You like had planned it for a week with your family, right? So just put it in your plan. I'm going to have a funnel cake on Saturday. That's part of my plan for Saturday. Or I am going to eat until I'm full with the funnel cake. Or I'm going to have my regular meal that I was planning that's healthy and serves me. And then this funnel cake is going to be a joy eat. And I'm going to eat it not past full. I'm not going to stuff myself on it. But I'm going to have funnel cake at the fair. Or maybe it looks more like I'm going to split the funnel cake with my husband. I'm going to have 5 bites of funnel cake. Whatever that looks like, you knew you were going to be there. If that food is truly so important to you that you want it, then put it on your plan. It doesn't have to be a lot of drama associated with it. Those are some strategies for handling it, like when you want the food and you're not going to go without it. So how are you going to get that food in a way that fits within your plan and serves your greater goals? That's your first approach, okay? The second approach that I want to offer you, you're a grown-ass adult. If you want to eat off plan, you can totally eat off plan. You can completely do this. So I'm going to give you an example of when this happened to me recently. I was at a graduation party for a foreign exchange student that a friend of mine, her family had hosted. Great kid, fun time. We'd spent a lot of time with him over the last year. Sad to see him go, but it was great to have the opportunity to meet him. He had made a classic German dessert for his graduation party. I did not know that that dessert was going to be there. I had no way of putting it on plan. There wasn't a ton of it available, so I didn't feel comfortable in asking my friend to give me a piece of it to bring home and put on plan for the next day. So you know what I did? I made an educated decision to go off plan. It was not anything mystical. I was not forced into it. Nobody made me do it. I said to myself, that looks really good. Even if I got the recipe from the exchange student so that I could make this cake at home, I do not have the interest in honing my culinary skills in a way to where I could make that and make it taste good. I wanted to have a bite of it in real time, and I'm a grown-ass adult, and I can make that decision. So I did. I had a bite. I think I may have had 2 bites. In turn, I recognized, one, that I was going off a plan, and that sometimes I certainly am prone to have the thought, I went off plan once today, it's a free-for-all, I can go off plan, and the whole day is blown, right? So I knew that I had to deal with those thoughts. I knew that I might have to deal with some cravings afterwards, because it was a very, very sugary sweet treat. And then I also knew that I might deal with some weight gain because I wasn't really truly hungry. I was eating outside of being hungry, and I was eating a very processed sugar, processed fat, flour food that was going to give me a huge insulin spike. All of these were consequences that I knew were possibly things that I was going to have to experience from making the decision that I made to eat this food that was not on plan. And that was an option. That was the option that I took. And it was delicious. Oh my gosh, that piece of cake was so good. Those 2 bites that I had were delicious. They were very, very good. It's something I'd never had before, and a taste I can't even describe to you other than buttery, crunchy chocolate. It was very, very good. But that was something that wasn't going to be available to me again, right? And I knew that. And that was the decision I made. Why? Because I'm a grown woman, and that is always an option for me. It is not always in alignment with my greater goals, though. And recognizing that that is not always in alignment with my greater goals, that is not a decision I make frequently. That's how I do it. So the third approach to these situations that I want to offer you is that it is always okay to just miss out. Nobody is going to die from missing out. I would not have died from missing that piece of cake at the foreign exchange student's graduation party. I would not have died from it. I would have been just fine. So here's the deal. There are foods all over the world right now that are being made and eaten that you're not appreciating. And they're amazing. They're like the best food ever. In fact, I would offer to you that you will probably never be able to eat the best food ever because it's just not going to be available to you. And that's okay. Nobody's going to die from that, right? So in the situation of the cake at the foreign exchange student's graduation party, I had went all 44 years of my life and never had that cake. And you know what? I didn't feel like I missed out on it. It wasn't like the last 44 years of my life I've been just running around feeling so deprived because I didn't get that German cake that was amazing. I didn't even know. It was fine. I wasn't feeling deprived at all about it. And there's loads of other food in the world that I'm never going to get to experience. And I don't feel deprived one bit over that. Because that's just part of life, right? There are things that we don't get to experience because we're not available to experience that. It's not an experience that's available to us. So that's the true FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. I laugh at my children when they experience this, right? They're like, I'm so fearful I'm not going to get invited to all the parties that are happening in my class. Well, of course you're not going to get invited to all of them. And even if you were invited to all of them, there's no way you could attend all of those parties all of the time. You shouldn't be fearful of missing out on something that there's just impossible to experience, right? But here I find myself doing this over muffins that are available at my favorite bakery that I go to every single day to get coffee. And I find that fear of missing out, I use those thoughts and this idea of scarcity to talk myself in to going off plan and eating these things that aren't in alignment with my greater goals, right? So that's where this whole idea of scarcity really comes in to hinder our weight loss efforts and our weight loss goals. So I want to challenge you to look around and see where you are experiencing scarcity, where you are experiencing this fear of missing out in your food and how you're handling it. For the most part, food is always available to us. The majority of the time when you're telling yourself this is food that I'll never ever see again or I might not get access to again, it will be available to you in 24 hours, almost always. Almost always. In those situations where it may not be available to you, one, you can plan it if you know it's going to be there, right? If you're going to the fair, plan the funnel cake. If you're going to your favorite ice cream shop in that town that you vacation at every summer and you know it's delicious and you know you're going to want the ice cream, put it on your plan. It doesn't need to be drama. It doesn't need to be crazy. It doesn't need to be this big mental head trip going on in your brain and all this frenzied, what do I do, confusion. Just put it on your plan. Eat it in a controlled fashion and be happy with it. And then there's always the option of you eat it and you deal with consequences, if that's something you're willing to do. But come at that from a place of control, not a place of scarcity where things are out of your control and you just don't know how to do it. Don't come at it from that mindset. Come at it from the mindset of this is a decision that I'm making actively. I'm in control here. I don't have to make this decision. There are other decisions available to me, but this is the decision that I'm making and like the reasons that you're making that decision. And then the last thing I want to offer you as an option is that you just miss out. You've missed out on tons of food in your life that you don't even know you missed out on, and you don't feel bad about it at all. And that's totally an option to you. It's okay to just miss out on it. And nobody has to feel bad about that. If you tell yourself a story like, oh my gosh, I don't get to eat this food and everybody else gets to do it and this is horrible. Well, of course that feels crappy. Don't tell yourself that story. Tell yourself the story of I'm making a decision that serves my bigger goal, knowing that there's going to be tons of foods that I miss out on in my lifetime. This is no different. And that's okay. I'm going to make a decision that serves my bigger goal in life right now. And go from there. That feels empowered. That feels determined. That feels good. It doesn't feel like a pity party for yourself. So I challenge you to look around, see where you're having these thoughts of scarcity. I have found that in my own life, this thought process, changing these thoughts, has made a huge difference in my approach to these situations where there's something that I wasn't expecting to be available to eat. And anchoring myself to these thoughts, this isn't the only, that thoughts like this isn't the only time that this food is available to me. This food is literally always available. Or I can eat it right now if I really wanted to, but that's not what I really want to do because that's not in alignment with my bigger goals. And then the thought of, I'm not going to die if I miss out on eating this food. Anchoring myself into these thoughts has been a game changer in my approach to holiday picnics, to summer barbecues, to graduation parties, to Christmas candies and special foods that, you know, are available frequently over those holiday seasons. I want you to see where you're having these thoughts in your own life. And I want you to, one, be aware of those thoughts, and then, two, see how trying on these other thoughts that we've talked about today might change your approach. And then any questions or any feedback you guys have, I certainly want to hear it, so you let me know. All right, you guys have a good week, and I will see you back here next week. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Delane MD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delane Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delane Vaughn, visit www.delanemd.com.
The bus! Ha ha! Ho ho! Scheiße, wo ist mein Kater?